Good morning. A question for you. Have you ever seen a ghost? I expect probably most of you would say no. The idea of spiritual beings working about us is something that most would prefer to reject or just not want to talk about. But I have always remembered something that happened to me many, many decades ago when I was just a small child. My parents had recently purchased a very, very old house that they were planning to restore and to update. It was so old that when they bought the poor old place, the only indoor plumbing was in the kitchen. Then, one dark night, as my parents lay sleeping in the next bedroom, I awoke to find a woman I had never seen before standing over my crib. She was young and was wearing a long white gown. She smiled at me, and then she reached down as though she was going to pick me up. I was terrified, and I threw the covers over my head. Later, when I had gathered the courage to peek out from underneath that blanket, she was gone. Now, my mother said, well, it was just a bad dream, and I never saw that lady again. But I have never forgotten how frightened I had felt when this apparition reached out to me. Well, with this memory in mind, I can well understand how the disciples must have felt when they abruptly found the crucified Jesus standing among them. They believed him to be dead, and yet there he was reaching out to them like some ghost. Peace be with you, he says, and then he asks why they seem to be frightened. Well, could it be because he died hanging on a Roman cross and was laid away inside a stone tomb? As far as the apostles knew, dead was dead. So he shows them his hands and his feet, and it begins to dawn on them that Jesus has, in fact, risen. His promise has come true. A few may still have some doubts, but they are joyful to be with him just the same. And then things get even more real when Jesus asks for something to eat. Apparently, just as it is in real life, so it is in the resurrection of the dead. You have to eat. Something of substance is needed for nourishment. The disciples offer a piece of broiled fish, which Jesus eats. Then, one last time, Jesus addresses his disciples. One last time, he will share his peace with them. This is the last time they will be able to see and touch him and share a meal. After this meeting, Jesus will lead the disciples to Bethany, where he will be lifted up and then seated at the right hand of the Father. But let's look back for just a moment. When Jesus asks his followers for something to eat to satisfy an apparent hunger, is he really asking for bread or fish? Perhaps, just perhaps, we need to pay attention to what happens next. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He understood that even by the example of his sacrifice, his life, and his death, they still did not understand. Had he not made it clear the hungry were to be fed, the thirsty were be, given something to drink, the naked to be clothed, the sick to be made well, prisoners visited. Jesus had identified with all these people equally, Gentiles, Jews, women and children, and the aged. Is this what our Christ hungers for? Freedom, justice, and equality for all people? Not just some people, not most, but all people, everywhere. How certain are we that we really understand what Jesus is asking for when he tells us he is hungry? Shall we simply offer him a piece of fish? Jesus is hungry, and he wants us to share his hunger. How we answer will decide if his hunger is ever to be satisfied. Is it just too difficult for us to see that Jesus, who has promised that he is present in the breaking of the bread and in the wine, who promised he is the stranger, the prisoner, or the leper? He takes on the person of any sinner, any beggar, any parent, pleading for the life of their sick or injured child. He is the Jesus who taught us about our relationship to the earth and all living things upon it. He told us those things through his stories and his parables. Is it just too difficult to imagine that having been raised from the dead after 3 days and who now has returned to us for all eternity, the Jesus who we are to love and loves us and follows wants something more from us than just a piece of fish? When Jesus tells us he is hungry, he needs us to be hungry too. How we respond will determine if his hunger is ever to be satisfied. Saint Teresa of Avila wrote many centuries ago, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. You are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ must look out onto the world. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless his people." Well then, let's get to blessing. Amen.